So we approve then. So we approve.
We'll give it a minute.
Yeah.
It's 10:29.
Just as an FYI for you guys, my husband figured out how to put the live stream meetings on our websites. So we will have a page dedicated to that. Not that you guys go looking at the website all the time, but in case somebody does.
Is Jim on yet?
No.
Well, it's 10:30. I'll call the October 25th, 2025 Southwest Lake Maxon Cukey Mississippi District regular meeting to order. I'll also note that all the legal requirements have been posted on that, and that this meeting is being recorded. So we have the first thing on the agenda is the minutes from the regular meeting. That was August 16th of 2025. Has everyone had a chance to review those?
You can also watch them on video now.
I was going to say, yes, I have.
Okay. Is there any discussion? I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes.
I move that we accept the minutes.
Second. Okay, so it's been motion by John and seconded by Tom. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Passes unanimously. The second one is the public hearing minutes that no one ever attends. You did make the correction on the other one. Okay. Are there, have you reviewed those?
They're really long. They
Yep, they
basically
are.
say no one showed up. I have fixed John's name spelling error where I put crisp on one of them. I don't know what that was about.
Auto
Is
spell.
there a John Crisp?
Well, there's the crisp gallery at the Academy.
Well, there you go.
That's about it.
I was putting you in
I'll
charge of it.
entertain a motion to accept the public hearing minutes.
I shall move.
Okay, John,
And
second. Tom,
Jim
second.
just showed up, by the way.
All in favor of accepting the minutes, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Hi.
Aye.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Can you hear us okay?
Fine, I'm sorry I'm a couple minutes late.
Do we have an eye from you?
Yeah, that was for minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, aye, I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Next are claims. Those have all been passed around and signed. Nothing
Yeah,
here.
nothing unusual except I need to change that cover sheet to have dollar signs actually appear. And then under, we didn't have any special issues under ACH. You'll notice that your town sewer bill is starting to decline. And I put in dates there because a lot of people don't realize we send out the town sewer bill for in arrears. So this last bill that we received in October is really mid-August to mid-September. And your next one will likely decline some more from your average because you're past Labor Day and having so many people. But it's already gone down significantly. Your bill in July was 3,971. Your latest bill was 2,873. So your averages will trickle down over the winter, which I suppose is a good thing. We had one void where Steve voided a check where he accidentally wrote the wrong amount. That's what the void is. And other than that, the only thing that is different, I think, from some months. Integrity control, that's your meter calibration that I believe Kathy arranged to have that done once a year. They do both east side and southwest in the same time period, so you guys get a billing for that. And they usually basically send an AOK type of report. And then Nikki Walsh, that was us catching her up on the paved driveway where we had the previous claims report. We had paid Brooks Brothers. We ended up voiding that and turning around and paying her instead because she already paid the Brooks Brothers. She's very kind to work out those logistics for us. And then your next set of claims, just as a heads up, I asked, knowing we might have a conversation about the seller's contract, I asked them for a rundown of when they did show up at the garage this year. And the first, I think, bill they assigned, anyway,
Morning. Really?
was July. So
Coffee shop. Yeah, place is packed.
it's Fall Fest weekend.
Oh, that's the issue.
Yeah. But otherwise, that bill will show up on your next set of claims. And they basically made it out for about half of their contract. So I just wanted an itemized list of when they were out there because we were very irritated with them for obvious reasons. And Tom is working on making us a contact there. So otherwise, that's it. I'm going to pass this back to Rick because you three have signed.
Okay, well, I need a motion to accept claims.
I'll second.
Okay, been moved by Tom and seconded by John to accept. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Passes unanimously.
Oh, the slot.
Rick, if you had time for minutes, we could add you to approval of the minutes if you want, but they did before.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
I read them, yeah.
Okay.
They're good.
Okay, next is Jenny's report.
Yeah, kind of short because I saw you all somewhat recently here. Obviously, you have your budget adoption today, so I sent the gateway forms for that. We didn't have any public input. Outdoor stickers, the East Shore did said I would like to go in on those with you. So I will probably order these this weekend under you guys, and then I'll turn around and invoice East Shore for half of it.
What does it cost to make stickers?
Not much.
It's those. I'm surprised Thomas just doesn't have them. It's kind of
Yeah.
weird. You would think he
Yeah.
put on every one of them
And
in the
I'd like
box.
them to put them on because they do monthly maintenance for both of you. And I figure that should just be a maintenance task. So I'm going to ask them to do it. Asbury proposal. This is Tom who's here about that proposal you all received. I did put it on the agenda so that we could cover it. And I'll let him get to that as soon as we get to it on the agenda. And then just an FYI, over the winter months, I'm going to work on some PR stuff. I'll probably pull a few of you in. This goes to what Jim was talking about at the last meeting, some positive, like a newsletter. I'm also going to meet with the realtors and remind them that our job goes a lot more smoothly if they let us know who's buying and selling the houses. I've got, right when I got Steve Gorski to start sending me permit stuff for lake properties, he's now leaving the town.
Yeah.
And he's done an excellent job for the town. So he did say if we find a replacement, he'll help train that person, but
Did he
it's
get
a
a
huge
new
lag.
role?
He's running for county office.
Okay.
So
Yeah, okay.
I think part of it is that he can step into a current role at the county and then run for the office next
Got
fall.
it.
So
Got
this
it.
is all just setting him up to do that. And he'll be good at that role as well. Happy for him, but it really hit us pretty hard. So if I can't get the realtors to come do a little brunch with me at my house, I'm going to go to their individual offices pay him a visit, take him some cinnamon rolls or something, and just, hey,
How many are you talking about typically?
A handful. Collins' office has a few. Kate Marshall is still active. There's some still that come from out of town that don't know that we even exist. So I may try to reach a few of those. Just, yeah, he's still pretty active too, I would say. But
active is Jim Sturman.
I don't see many of his signs or listings.
He sold that empty lot.
Yeah, he occasionally will have like
Helens, a license. I think he's out there doing stuff and just not making a big show of it.
Well, he does. He dabbles here. He dabbles in Indy. Mm-hmm. Barely dabbles in Naples. I see him.
Yeah.
I don't think he does anything down there. I think he has his license down there.
Yeah. I'll definitely reach out to him as well. I mean, he does a lot of the lake listings.
That sale.
Well, it's been here so
well. It's gone. It's mm-hmm. sold three times, and it's come to BZA a couple times.
No, but this one is the only one that makes sense because Oosterbaum bought it, and Oosterbaum owns the other 25 feet on that point.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm going to fight like hell if he tries to build on that thing. I think he's going to. He's now got 50 feet, so I think he can do it. But I don't know where
He'd have to combine them.
Well, that's what he do.
Yeah.
No, but he owns the contiguous 25 feet. He's the only one that made sense for him.
Yeah.
And he was the original buyer and then backed out. Yeah. Because the family was.
And he'd still have to get that's right. Because it's a minimum of 50, isn't it?
Yes, but he owns them both now, so he can combine them.
Uh-huh. And it.
But that was never the intent of him, Burns, Campbell, and Tane. The intent was for that point to never get built on. That's why they split it up.
Well, it came to BZA, the previous.
Oh, no, I know that.
Yeah.
But they were trying to build on the other piece of land, not on the front. You know, they got screwed, actually. That was poorly done by that whole legal group. They just blew it. But anyway, that's
neither here nor there. I may reach out to a few of you from a historical standpoint. I want to put together something that when we were established, what our duties are, et cetera. So I'll run some of that by you before putting out another newsletter.
Rick's the only one who's been here for a long time.
Call Ted Schoenberg. He'll tell you everything. That's the one who started the whole thing.
I do know Ted well, so.
Ted will tell you everything. He was the original guy. I mean, if it wasn't for him, this would have never gotten done.
And, you know, I remember it as a councilman.
The first guy was down there on the South Shore with us.
Well, I think those guys worked together, but I mean, you know.
And was Catherine Densmore
involved?
Yes. She's
the one who approached me and Sally Ricciardi about coming to the town with sewage.
Yeah.
And her strategy was, I was an Academy grad and Sally worked at the Academy. And she figured two Academy related people would understand the issue of protecting the lake, et cetera. And I was like, why would we not do this? And she said, oh, we've talked to the council before. It wasn't a friendly council, apparently. But we ended up a 5-0 vote with you guys. So.
Well, I think the biggest issue was the whole concept of conservancy and forcing people.
Yeah,
and holding them financially accountable, and what we were going to do about some of the families that couldn't, you know, really afford this. Yada, yada. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was the big, that was the original major hurdle to get over. This wasn't voluntary; it was mandatory.
Yeah,
and you know what my role was back then.
Yeah. Yes.
That's probably
it was the being forced issue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially for those that had recently put in new septic systems.
Oh no, it was,
and
it was not an easy process.
Yeah,
it was a painful.
I do remember that it was a long process too, from what I recall.
Oh, it was.
Honestly, the record delays.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and but she had reached out to us, and it was a good year or two later before there was actual negotiating with the town.
I want to say it was 3 years, really, where there was constant effort to put this thing together.
Yeah.
But I just think now, though, you know, just the whole positive message about clean lake, you know, civic duty, yada, yada. I mean, it's there now. Now we're past anybody having any thoughts about spending a lot of money on something that would make
well, the other district had those that didn't want to play.
Oh, absolutely.
Nobody has a unanimous one if we want to play.
No.
Ever.
But, you know, and the guy up the hill from me that just added on, he's still boiling about this. He thinks, you know, his finger system up there on the hill is safe, but that's not true. It all flows downhill, folks, right into that little creek that divides my property from the Hollands.
Wait a minute, we just did. Trying to think.
I don't know. He's
to the east of you?
South of me, up the hill.
Oh, up the hill. Oh.
They just added on and they cleared out some of the woods and.
Oh, by Whipple's farm.
Yeah.
No, not that far back. Whipple's now the manager of the golf course.
He is.
Yep.
For
his father in law bought.
That's my bought it.
Yeah.
So have you? Well, we shouldn't get off. Have you seen all the articles though about what's he going to do with it? It's really big in Chicago. They're all trying to figure out. Is he going to keep it private? I'm assuming he is.
Whatever he damn well pleases.
Speaking of hearsay, I don't know that. There's a lot of rumors about the lake house. And did we put in our rate structure the special circumstances for the pool, or was that more of an agreement with them? I'm just thinking we're going to need to make the new owner just aware of what our arrangement was, and you know, it'd be better to do it on the front end than it would be after they empty their pool.
We talked about doing that. I think we did it.
It's also written into your ordinance, your rate ordinance.
That's special.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because East Shore was going to copy yours if it happened with that property on East Shore.
And it never did.
Nope.
But it's going to.
Did
he do? He bought the lot next door.
He did?
Yep. Tore down the house. He said, he's got more side yard.
That's not the one by Shady Acres.
No. No.
We're talking about on the plane.
Yeah. Just off of them.
Yeah, just off.
Interesting. Buy a property that's sticking.
Well, when that hearsay place closes, we ought to send whoever is doing the closing or whoever the realtor is, send them our ordinance so they understand.
They're going to spend $20 million. They're going to be able to cover our bill.
Yeah.
But the manager who has to deal with it is, you know, they're not going to know anything, so we just need to let them know.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's entertain a motion to accept the management report.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Aye. Aye.
Passes unanimously. Steve, it's your show now.
Okay. Financials for August. I was hoping to have September done, but we still don't have the Bank of New York statement. Working with Jenny and the gentleman at Bank of New York to get online access set up so that we don't have to wait as long as we've had to. So I think Jenny's going to be working on that process here in the next couple of weeks. So, and then that'll allow me to give her to give me access then once she has it set up, but he won't give it to me directly. It's got to come from the client first. So anyway, we have September. Of note, the contract admin amount includes the voided check, so I need to back that out. That was $2,950. That's going to come off of that amount. So there's really $2,950 more in the bank. The interest income we talked about last month or at last meeting. I'll explain that a little bit further, but that's most of that's catching up from previous year CD interest and year-to-date CD interest. So at the end of August, there is $573,603.20 plus the $2,950 that will be added back from the voided check. If you look at the third page. Is the bank accounts. So you can see the activity there through the First National Bank checking account, a little bit of interest income. The Bank of New York for August had interest income of $82 in the BNI account and $261 in the debt service reserve. Then the other three accounts, I added in the for the CDs, I added in the first line is the prior year's interest totaling $10,789 between the three CDs. And then the next line down is the through July 31st interest of $9,703 for this year. And then, John, at some point here, I need to get with you to unlock the prior year in Gateway so that I can go back in and make those revisions. So we maybe before we leave, we can schedule a time to do that. Oh, and you're leaving?
It'll have to be
Like today?
after
Yes.
you check.
Okay. We can, I can stick around.
Okay.
Where are you off to?
Istanbul.
I love it. You go there regularly, right?
Generally,
yeah, family over there.
Yeah.
And
Of
there's
course,
older sons there.
That's right. Your son's there.
My wife's been there for 3 weeks.
Wow. Where?
Right across on the Asian side.
Oh, you're on the, is he on your son on the Asian side?
Yeah, he's on the Asian side,
Oh,
not
wow.
on the European side.
So that's interesting. That's a whole different world, isn't it?
Yeah.
I almost got to the Asian side when I was going there, and I said, oh, no. Like they put me in the wrong hotel. They put me in a Marriott on the Asian side. I said, I don't know. I want to go to the European side. I went wrong there for
It's
2 days.
one big continuous zoo as far as I mean, yeah, there's a lot more
A lot of traffic.
history on the European
On
side,
the European side.
but traffic wise, it's the same.
It's massive. Yeah. 573-603.
Yeah, plus the 2950 that's going to be added back.
99-50. Pretty good.
Yeah, he sure has a goal to get there one day.
Yeah.
Well, FIFO. He did it first. Okay. So, do we need to do any of this?
We do need a motion
to accept.
Yep.
Yeah, I saw
Okay.
second.
All right. Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, passed unanimously. Okay, next one is the update on the parcels that were added.
Yep. Legally, everything's been taken care of. Went through the court system, and all four are added. So once they're ready to connect to the system, they will reach out to us. We'll collect payment on that, get them set up with Jason, and that'll likely be Casey Hermanson first, because they've already started their build.
It'll be weathered in any day now.
So, and I did make Jason aware at some point that we were adding parcels. And
Casey is the daughter of, yeah,
Kathy, and
Kathy.
I can't remember his first name, maybe our Jeff, maybe?
Yeah,
Yeah, Jeff.
Okay.
I attended the hearing, and the only thing that came up was there was the parcel that had been portioned out. There was no number. Sean had not recorded it.
For her?
Yeah,
Oh.
I mean, they had to replat it,
He had to go
create, create
get
their
the
parcel.
information to the
Yeah.
court.
And so that delayed it about 36 hours. I mean, it had been done.
Right,
Just
it's dead now, of course. Yeah. I don't think this brings up the same thing. What if they try to build on that? We don't have that in our. If they try to build on a point, how are they going to hook up? What? If somebody tried to build on that point,
I think that's in the district.
Is it considered in the district?
It is. It is in the
It was
district.
not buildable at the time. It is considered.
It was a listed freeholder.
Okay. No.
And by the way, KC had an engagement party last night to Ryan again. So that's kind of cool.
Yep.
Well, building a house and newly engaged.
New business. We have Tom Asbury here. He's going to explain the utility locate services that they can provide.
Tom from Asbury.
Tom from Asbury.
Well, there is a Tom Asbury. But...
like so, not him.
I'm not him. He sends me to these things. For some reason, you know, that last name gets him to stay home.
He's at a college football game somewhere.
He is actually. He's at the IU game.
Is he?
So, but anyway, I'm Tom. I'm the utility director for Asbury Water. Just a little feedback on us is we brought utility locating in-house a year and a half ago. The reason we did it is Tom and Dan, Dan's the dad, got tired of USICVs. So, you know, they were like, we're done with this. Just want to take it in-house. So we had two conservatories, two or three we locate. And so they took that in-house. They hired me. We've grown it to like 22, 23.
23 what?
Conservatories were located in our towns. So we've taken it for the two or three they had to, so we basically added 20 and even a half.
All in Indiana?
All in Indiana. We have St. Joseph County, which, believe it or not, goes 2.5 miles in Michigan. There's some addition in Michigan that built a housing addition, couldn't get sewer to it. So they actually ran it all the way down, follows the railroad track to get it where they need to get it. So we actually, I'm going to say all in Indiana, but it actually is a little bit in Michigan. So, it's been a fun process. It's been a hard process to get it where it is. And the footprint that got it there was the monthly fee, not the ticket fee. I worked at USIC for 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't leave USIC to come here. I'd left them earlier. But they live on expanding that area out and getting tickets they don't even have to show up to. You know, I use cable drop tickets as the example, right? And Nipsco gas tickets. They will call that same ticket in 20 times. You know, the unfortunate part of paying by the ticket is you're paying every 20 times it comes in, whether they go there or not. You know,
sometimes they go that many times.
Yeah.
I wanted Nipsco to disconnect the house that I bought. It was winter. And they would come and spray the snow, and the snow would melt, and markings were gone.
Yep.
And they didn't respond timely. I mean, they didn't come and do it. They just had it marked. And they were there 4 or 5 times for me.
Well, the unfortunate part of that for the utility locator side of it is Indiana law states you have to show up. So, you know, you got to be pitchers on the ticket, they got to be date specific to when the ticket was called in. So that forces everybody to keep coming and coming and coming, right? But, you know, on your guys' side of it, if you're paying $70 ticket, you know, you're paying $70 ticket every time that ticket's called in. You know, some of them Nipsco call in every week just to keep it active. So, you know, when we sat down, that was one thing I said, is like how to get away from that, you know. I didn't like it when I worked for them, but it was what it was, right? And we came up with the monthly fee. What made sense for us, and that includes everything, flags, paint, labor, emergencies, there's no added fees. So, and I apologize, I didn't bring paperwork with me because I left it on my office desk. I came from home. So I don't know exactly what Kevin proposed, you know, do, but I'd have to look at it. But,
I'm here to answer any questions. That's kind of where we stand. We, you know, it was just me locating it. We got five. So, you know, one of the things I got with Asperger's about was we will never get ourselves in a position where we're chasing tickets. So I don't want late tickets. We're supposed to mark within 48 hours. We stay basically a day and a half ahead. Rarely will see a red ticket. Red means it went late. Maybe just haven't been to it yet. You don't do it. And knock on wood, in a year and a half and 40,000 locates later, we've not had a damage. Not one solitary damage. And our completion on time completion rate is like a 97%. So there's been a few late, but that comes from down south. We have an operator locating. We may get tied up fixing a grinder pump and not get to it till it actually went late. But it,
so you use third parties to do locating, or you your own staff?
Our own staff.
And for Marshall County, what do they cover? Not only Marshall, obviously, they must cover more.
Yeah, we're not doing Marshall County stuff per se.
But I mean, in the area, the conservancy's in within Marshall. Are we the only one?
No, it would be the other side of the lake.
Yeah.
Starting two of us.
Yeah, starting over in first.
I think they're, you guys are approaching pretty late too. Right?
Yes, pretty late to be coming on board.
Niona,
thanks. Help me out there. Crown Point put in a new feed system. We started it as soon as they hooked up the station. NIPSCO's delayed the electricity for almost 2 months now. So we're waiting on that. You know, we do Elkhart County fiber. They own it. It's 268 square miles. That was 263, but that was 268 square miles of fiber. More of the locating.
Why are you doing just conservancy? Why aren't you doing more than that?
We're not doing just conservancies. We're doing North Manchester. That's not a conservancy.
Oh, okay.
We just got it this year. We're getting ready to get the town of Pierston. You know, the Elkhart County thing, obviously, the fiber was a big deal to us. You know, when they approached us about that, it was like, we do water and sewer, you know. But I knew that guy. I knew the locators I had. I didn't really have a problem taking that on. So I'm going to slowly.
Do the larger utilities, larger cities, do they have their own internal staff locate?
Yeah.
They have the resources to do it?
Yes. Like, we got Tippecanoe New Chapman, which is close to 2,000 grinders. You know, we're locating, maintaining it, the whole maintenance, the whole works. What else? Lakeland, town of Leesburg. So there's another one. It's not a conservatory. It's town of Leesburg. We're doing it. New Paris, doing it. So.
So these towns that have their own in-house, is it a profit center for them?
No.
It's just a cost center, right? It's just
yeah. Awesome.
Yes.
Okay.
They're saving tens of thousands of dollars a year by doing it internally.
Yeah, I mean, this is an industry that absolutely deserves to be completely disrupted. I mean, first of all, to start at the state legislative level, this is ridiculous. Like, but what's the number again for annual?
I think it was 850. Let me look real quick.
No. What do we spend?
Oh, for us? Yeah.
About 18, 20
million. Depending on year,
2023 was 9,500. 2024 was 14,751. This year to date is
a little over
8,200.
Yeah,
we just wrote a check today for what, 2,800 or something.
Yeah. So we'll receive probably 3 to 5 more.
Yeah.
This year we'll probably hit last year's rate this year.
14.
Yeah.
So like I said, we just tried to make it so you know, places we were going to, they could budget it. You know, fiber project comes through. The USICV goes up a lot because all the tickets get called in, obviously, right? We ride around with that.
You're just supposed to be the wastewater lens.
It's easy for us to put paint on it, keep going back and put paint on it.
Are these annual contracts?
I just realized you're getting the water lens, not the wastewater.
5 years
the water ones are supposed to be blue.
They're going to be in cost. price and all that. Yes. Annual
price. Is that the wrong one on the bank? The bank is silver, blue as water.
What they've been doing. And what was our proposal? 1 year?
I just realized that. I'm like, these four.
Well,
that's negotiable.
Yeah, you can make it a multi-year contract. If you want. Like eSource requested a 5-year.
No, well, locked in
required by law.
But they can get 5 they want.
So before that,
and
I would think that
had to run USOC and work with me.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, if we lock it in for 10 grand a year, that will be a little bit more than 123, but a lot less than 4 and 5. Mm-hmm. And it'll be at least a constant fixed cost because, I mean, I even think 10,000 is a lot, but I think it's less than this USIC gig that allows.
Administratively, it would be easier on us too, yes. In that I don't know why, but I don't get a bill from USIC, I get a collection notice. And sometimes it's 2 or 3 or 4 of them.
That's why.
I'm convinced Kathy got bills because at one point she had to forward 3 or 4 of them. We had to pay in the spring, if you guys recall.
Yeah.
So at that time, I made sure. Are you still sending bills to Kathy Clark? Oh, no, we're not. We're sending them to Jenny M at Deadline Driven. And I'm like, no, you're not.
No, you're not the only one. I mean, these invoices here from January, March, and April.
Yeah, and we got a collection notice.
The St. Joe County Regional Sewer District has the same issue.
From USIC.
Yes. Yeah. That's how I get billed. So it's completely not predictable. And then sometimes we get to the eShore email account, I'll get your Southwest USIC bill. And to the Southwest email account, I'll get an eShore bill. If I get a bill at all, it's going to your East and Southwest.
Via email or
on their contact list, though, they have my email. It's supposed to come to me. Now, granted, I check your Southwest email every other day. So, but when I do get an invoice from USIC to your email, it's usually for East Shore. So, and vice versa, I get Southwest bills to East Shore.
Is this a private company? Yes, I see. Is that a family business?
Not a family business. No, it's spun off of Ben and Apple's water.
Yeah, but it's private. Who owns it? Private equity?
Private equity.
They're one of the largest ones in the Midwest, aren't they?
Oh, Mike Stake used to have control of it.
Correct.
He used to well with me.
It, like I said, it's an industry that totally should be
disrupted. So one of the East Shore board members, I had explained to them also the same issues we have and how there's a phone number you can call that never gets an answer.
It's great to voice.
It does allow you to give a voicemail. There's also an office in Rochester that is locked, doesn't exist. So he actually went, tried each of these methods of getting in touch with USIC. The only person I've ever been able to get in touch with is the collection notice lady who sends it. So then, interestingly, Tom gave me an email address to try when I notified them that East Shore was no longer going to use them. I put a read receipt on the email and the guy opened the email and read it because I got a read receipt from them, but no response. Of course. So they just administratively are kind of a headache and I'm constantly sending Steve whatever collection notice I receive and going, hey, can you take care of this for me?
Well, I'd like to propose that we move forward with this, assuming we can get a 5-year contract. And lock this thing in for 5 years.
Oh, that's that question right now.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I'm sure you can.
Every year. That's just stop. I'm that's me. I don't know if anybody else has. I'd like to lock it in personally. But
25 years ago, we could have talked to USIC at the top because the guy that owned it.
Jenny,
and I used to be co-workers.
Jenny, I don't know.
He used to work for our venture company.
23 to 24.
Well, it's currently owned by Parsons Group and Colbert.
Well, Mike Staten's older than I am. He's
I think that was due to
and sold out, probably.
Oh, sure. What's the fiber optic that went in?
Oh, RTC.
RTC, yeah.
Yeah, and you also had a lot more building on West Shore. I think post-COVID started, you guys had a lot of permits on West Shore the last probably 3 years.
Yeah.
But especially in 2024.
And the one thing I didn't add was, I don't know how many lots got open and built on them, but if there's something built and the sewer gets put in, we'll map it out and add it to the map. But we'll automatically do that just so.
Yeah, know. Like Casey's parcel would be one of them.
Yeah, we'll have a couple.
We're adding three or
four. We just added four.
Yeah.
I heard some rumor that someone down the way from me, Watson and Clousing, wants to build across the street.
Yeah, I mean, we may have some one-offs, but you know, this whole thing stabilized. I know 24 was obviously the big, that was cable stuff. That was a spike. We won't see that again.
I hope not.
Well, I mean,
yeah, that did add. Yeah,
that's where we are this year.
The last 17 years, sooner or later, they got to quit putting stuff on the ground. But it seems like more important every year.
I do think we're going to hit about the same level by the end of 2025 if we keep receiving the number of bills we have.
But we're not, they're just finishing. They're not done yet, right? They haven't even gotten down to us, South Shore, RTC. We don't have it available.
And I know there are
the one for MRESC is available to us. There's two different entities. There's the ones that have been burying the lines, and they've stopped. But they have hung it on the poles. The Marshall County REMC fiber is there.
It is?
It's on the poles right behind us.
I don't think their TC is going further.
Yes.
I haven't got no notice that it was available.
They made no big deal out of it. You didn't go look. You didn't know.
Is this part of this?
They're two different entities. There's the ones that buried everything, and they have pedestals here, there, and yonder.
Then you should have the next group come in and hook it up to the house.
And the RTC group came in through the town and had enough interest on West Shore beyond our town limit that they did carry it a little further.
Took it down almost to south.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this the inflation reduction thing that all the rural communities got the money to put?
No, we paid for it through our redevelopment commission.
Okay.
So all the way through town limits on West Shore is the town of Culver paid for it.
Because I don't think it stopped in the town of Culver. It hasn't come down.
No, it's down as far as the house that burned.
If you're talking about surf, they came, I talked to them. I talked them into coming just past me.
Oh, they did go all the way to you. And then they stopped?
They stopped at Arthur.
Didn't you tell them about my house?
I think they stopped because they knew REMC was there.
Yeah.
Well, here's what. REMC wasn't there yet, but they were coming.
Here's they had worked out a deal at one point.
One will go in a year or two. Somebody else is coming right behind them. They lost business, and they'll be asking to go in. And that happened with Manchester. Comcast went in with fiber.
Yeah, that happened in Plymouth.
A year and a half later, Frontier was right behind him because everybody had Frontier phone, got rid of their phone, and went to Comcast. So here comes Frontier, right behind him.
You mean fiber. Laying new fiber?
Yeah, putting fiber in it just because all the customers they lost, it made sense for them now to go to fiber. And they so. North Manchester has Comcast, Frontier, and Metronet Fiber.
Plymouth is the same way. And Plymouth will allow anyone to come in as long as they're in that space and they meet all the permitting.
You know, that's all right. Elon, you know what he's doing. Putting the satellites up. And it's going to take care of all this stuff. You're not going to put anything in the ground.
They said okay for 5 years.
Okay. Question I have is when anybody calls in and they say call, what is it, 811? Mm-hmm. How does that process work?
Getting routed to you mean?
Yeah, 811 gets a ticket.
Yeah.
So say in your case sewer will be on it, there'll be phone on it, there'll be water on it if there's water system there.
Okay.
There'll be everything on it. 811 to distributes that out to who it goes to. We have a ticket system.
Okay.
And it kicks a ticket for us, goes right to my guy's phone, iPad, and computer.
Okay.
And then when they wake up in the morning, you know, they start their day, they see everything they've got, and then they just do a route. When they clear it off, it sends a positive response to the contractor and 811, because that was a new Indiana law last year. Everything had to have a positive response, because what was happening was people were just getting rid of tickets, and something would get hit, and the fight always was, I didn't know it was there. So then a positive response came. You know, you have no excuse. It was whatever.
It's all law.
Yeah, rather we clear it because everything's out of play, or they're going a foot deep, which obviously ain't going to be anywhere near your sewer, right? Sewer's in the road, and they're only digging in front of the house. Well, those tickets would get cleared. Again, going back to USIC days, you're paying for that.
Yeah.
Well, so, like, right now, I've notified 811 that East Shore is switching to Asbury.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to fill out forms that basically say, on this date, at this time, it switches over. So midnight, the day before December 1 is when we're switching them over. So then from that point forward, those tickets will notify Asbury instead of USIC.
Got it.
And in the meantime, we send USIC certified letter, email, et cetera. We're done with you as of December 1.
And you just have to do that. It's a 30-day notice.
Yes.
Okay.
East Shore, I could never locate a contract for, but Southwest definitely had one and you had a 30-day notice in it.
Okay.
Yeah. And if I remember right, it probably also reads, I'm not saying you have to go sooner, but then it also reads if either party determines it's the terminal to get rid of the other party for best interest of them, you can do it.
Yeah.
Now, will so you
got a weird provision in there.
Will you still provide us a monthly readout?
Of, I can.
I think we should see that. I think we should know, get a report of what's being, you know, how many tickets you get. I mean, I just think it's prudent for us to be aware of what, you know.
Yeah, and when we do get an invoice, they usually attach what parcels are associated that got located. So I usually run through them and make sure, yes, no, they're in district boundaries.
We're going to get it fixed.
Yeah.
I'd still like to see it.
A monthly report would be awesome.
Yeah, I could send you every month.
That'd be great.
Just total number of locates.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you're paying by the month, we're probably not going to change that map a whole lot. That 811 has our system because we're really bad, right? Burden lays on me to make sure, you know, the ones outside, I'm just going to get rid of out of
the system. So your report will indicate where the locate was?
I can do that if you want, or I can just send you the total number. So, like I said, when you're paying by the month, it doesn't matter where those tickets came in, it's the same amount of money.
Yeah, I think it's still good that we have the details of the where you located, just so Jenny can check like she's been doing.
Yeah, I think, you know, once again, the abuse of that system is unbelievable.
And that's where Tom and Dan got. They just got tired.
It's the abuse of, and it's contractors, it's homeowners, it's everybody just abuses this thing. I mean, they just call all the time. Oh, I can't. Let's make sure. Do it again. Well, you know, didn't get to it this month. Come on back. Come on. It just gets to the point where.
And they don't realize who's really paying for it because to them it's free.
It is free.
But it's not free to us. We pay 6-8 cents a ticket. You guys pay something, not to the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So they call it a free service. But in reality, to us, there's nothing free about it.
Right?
It's free to the caller.
Yeah, it's free for the
caller. It's free to the caller, yeah.
Utility is picking up the price, basically.
The way this gets fixed eventually is that utilities and people like ourselves start billing back to the customer.
Absolutely.
Homeowner. And all of a sudden, the voters... because we don't have a vote. The legislature is not going to care about us. But if we really wanted to lead on changing the attitude towards these things, is you put it back to that homeowner and it'll all of a sudden find its way back to the contractor who's not doing his job appropriately. But you know, that would be a pretty significant administrative thing for us to try and bill back all those. Everything associated with it, but
anyway. That is right now. We talked about this actually the other meeting. By any law, you can't bill back.
No, I know.
It's
No,
stupid,
I know.
yeah.
You know, it has to start at the legislative level, and they got to fix that. But okay. Well, do we need a
I'll
motion?
entertain a motion to accept engaging with Asperger for 5 years
5 years,
at
which would
eight
be
hundred and was it $850
eight
a
fifty
month?
five.
Yep.
I move
$10,000 proposal.
Okay, got a
I
motion.
second it.
Got a second? Is there any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Do you give us a bonus if we don't use it all?
Probably not even a Christmas chocolate.
Excellent.
Motion
I'd like
passes unanimously.
one for mowing too.
What? Before I leave, oh, gotta bring this up. It's not big. Whose electricity belonged to? We had that discussion with the last one.
Oh yeah, so
We caught a
this
couple board members off guard.
they have electric heat for southwest side is both REMC. Now they have a NIPSCO bill though at the station that pumps it to the town.
And here's the reason I ask. When is it your guys's, the other board meeting? The homeowner owned the electricity. All the
Oh,
alarm boxes were on that.
the
Yes.
grinder pump.
Oh, they were on the house.
The grinder
When
pump.
I drove this
Yeah.
the other day and got to your guys' side, an awful lot of houses had the pump or the alarm box right by the pump
Yeah.
or out by the road.
It's
So
different.
now we got to determine who that will be. We'll mark that electricity if you guys own it, but if the homeowner owns it,
I believe the
it falls in
homeowner,
mouth.
right?
It's on us, the
Yeah.
individual.
Yeah,
It
the
is.
homeowner. Yeah, they
Yeah.
got the grinders paid for as part of their project, I believe.
But that's one thing I noticed on your guys' side. Grinder pumps, alarm boxes were all over the place. There was wherever we
Yeah,
they'd be on the
honestly,
house, they'd be
wherever.
on them.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's because wherever you wanted to put.
I mean, Helen's was on her house, mine's on a post beside the. The problem with that lies is that turns it in if it's not your guys' electricity. So if you aren't paying the bill, you're probably
Yeah.
paying it to your lift stations,
Right.
right? So that
Yep.
power would be yours.
And our
Because
garage.
we have two bills. We have the garage, which is RAMC, and we have the metering station by Chadwick Shore, which is NIPSCO.
NIPSCO.
So that
Yeah.
would be markable by us. I'm worried
The
the homeowner
homeowner.
doesn't realize the grinder alarm box out by the road, all wherever that electricity goes belongs to them. So if there's a big project going through, that electricity will be marked. That's
I
the
got the
flip
bill for
side
the
of this.
installation of that wiring.
Yeah, that's the
Yeah.
flip side of this whole thing. Nobody ever realizes they own all
Now,
that.
would they mark that, though, let's say they wanted to hook onto broadband?
They do
The
not.
broadband company wouldn't have it marked?
Nope, because it's considered private electricity.
Oh.
Hold on,
Mine has never been marked.
Okay.
I
And what
know
I
when they
stated
come
that
back
marked
is,
things on my property, and it's
call 811.
up is considered private. So it falls on the homeowner. They have to find a locator to.
They don't mark the underground wire out to my irrigation pump. They don't, that's my electricity. They mark the one from
But
the
if they're
pole to the
going to
house.
bid somewhere anywhere near your electricity, no matter what, private or public, don't have to market.
Nope.
It's up to the homeowner to hire a company to
I
go
didn't
find all the
never.
wires.
I did not know that.
I didn't either.
I
I
just
assumed
assumed they say,
they
call
ripped
before you dig. You
them.
know, if you
No, I
wanted to
mean,
plant a tree.
tickets we show up on, or we'll get a second notice. And the guy just insists there's electricity. I was like, okay, my guy didn't mark it. I'll be out there to check it out. What it is, it's a line ring to his barn. I'm like, dude, that belongs to you.
Yeah, I've
He's
got one
like,
out to
no,
the
it don't.
garage
I'm like,
now.
yeah, yeah, it does.
I've got one to the irrigation pump.
Belongs
I've
to
got
you. It's
I've
yours to
got
maintain. So if it ever goes
two
bad,
gas
who
lines
needs
that
it?
run out.
But if you're
And the
going to
gas
dig anywhere
lines,
near, let's
once
say
it
you're going
passes the meter, they don't care
to
about
or
it.
some story, or you're going to dig somewhere,
I've
aren't you
got
responsible for whether
a
it's
fire pit.
public
I've
or
got
private
two
to make sure
places
you
to
don't
plug
cut?
in. Grills.
Yeah.
You are
That's
on
on
the
me.
public side. You're not on the private side.
When
Why?
AT&T was putting their
It's
fiber
it's
down
all
in
in
Bloomington
the
in the railroad right of
biggest
way,
problem out there.
it
So when
crossed
somebody lit
where
my
my
cable
computer line
because
was
there was some
between
problem I
buildings,
had to
and
place the
I'm
cable,
not on anybody's
they're
man.
not responsible to make sure.
But I got the same color
That's
paint at the
possible.
hardware store and marked my own.
So when I tell people, we're not against marking it for them, they catch us out there and we're not got a million tickets, right? We're not against marking it. We're just not going to take responsibility for it.
Yeah.
So we're not against it. But I had to ask that question because we ran into Leesburg. I'm going to use Leesburg as an example. USIC had it. I got it for USIC way back when. I quit marking it 5 years, 6 years ago. Electricity never got marked beyond that point because USIC said, no, we're not getting in that box, even though it belonged to Leesburg, where I always got the box, just marked it. So,
yeah, if I'm the municipality and I own it, I'd want it marked.
Yeah, Leesburg owns theirs. That's why I'm asking the question because, you know, what else, as I told you before, Leesburg, we also went to check the map that was handed to us that over the years we found almost 2 miles of forced main sewer that wasn't on their map that belonged to Leesburg that hadn't been marked in ever.
So that's the other thing 811 will do. If I fill out forms for Southwest the way I am East Shore, they will also allow me to download shape files of your map system so I can hand them off to Asbury. And I'll hand them off with the stipulation, oh, by the way, here's four other parcels we added that are not currently on that map.
Well, here's the problem with that. Are we going to see the print? Or are we just seeing the outline? We call it the area.
Mm-hmm.
Are we just going to see the area that USIC's created? Or will we get the actual map of where your stuff is?
She told me it would be the map in shape file format that I would. And I said, do I need to arrange to have a FTP transfer these files? Are they large? She's like, you'll be able to email them.
Because somewhere in both these districts,
there are electronic
versions voting, floating around or on something.
Yeah.
That I would love to get a hold of just so I can double check.
So we're requesting those from Midwestern for East Shore.
Uh-huh.
Basically, they want your as-builds. And I do think.
Yeah.
I think I have, at least I have.
Wishful thinking and as-builds are different.
Yeah. Well, we know they change, but what we've been able to do is when we go to locate it, so we're looking at your as-built, right? And it says it's on the east side of the road, and we discover on the west side of the road, we're able to come tell you, this is wrong. Put it on the map on the right side.
Were you with Midwestern or Commonwealth at the time that you did your as-builts? Do you remember the engineer? If not, I'll look in that guidebook. Well, Mark Sullivan would have been with Commonwealth back then if he used.
Oh, yeah, that name sounds. Yeah. It was Sullivan.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I can't get an electronic copy, I will. Now I know who to track down. Same guy. He's just at
Midwest. So we're thinking December 1st too for here.
Yeah, let's do it.
That's If
make
that
it clean.
If that works for you guys.
That gives him more than 30 days. So you got it next week, though.
Yeah, just next week.
No, I'm saying gives you the week to fill out the paperwork.
Yes.
Notify.
Yeah, that's not a big deal. I've got to send out certified for East Shore. I've already notified on email for them. So I'll do the same thing for Southwest.
Did they respond?
No.
They read it.
I do know they read it, though.
Oh, that's the one you had to read. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Rochester office should be up and running.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, I got to talk
about. Well, I'm going to send a certified letter to their corporate, which Kathy had the address for that. I'm going to send it to Rochester. And I'm also going to send that one via email. Just, hey, here's a copy of the certified letter I sent to you at these two addresses. So there's no way they can deny they didn't get it.
And the reason she's going that she is because the last meeting talked about Lakeland.
Mm-hmm.
We have Lakeland and Lakeland. I can mix up. USIC, even though they did everything they were supposed to, sent them a bill because in their system, they were also doing electricity in that area. So the way they had their system set up, or just recognized electricity in that area, it was also kicking a ticket for Lakeland Sewer, even though 811 wasn't sending it to them. So they kept, for 3 straight months, they sent a bill. And it was
if we get a bill long after December 1, because it'll go to a collection notice before I get it.
And the reason, the way they stopped that is he just kept sending them back with a copy of what he said.
Anything we get that hits tag
you know,
from December 1 on, I will say, nope.
In your letter to them, or you might just say that we won't be paying any bills presented to us after December 1.
Okay.
Well, you'll get November's bill after December 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything dated after November 30th.
Yeah, for work performed after.
Yeah, any work performed after November. Well, first of all, 811, well, there won't be any more work because you'll have it cut over.
Unless their system is marking come on something else.
In a perfect world.
Yeah.
I did let Kevin is the guy who does the contracts for them. I did let him know Eshore wanted 5 years. He didn't say no or anything to that effect.
Well, he just got it approved.
So,
I just got.
Oh, great. Great. Okay. I didn't hear you say it.
Yumper Singh is the president. Pavan Bala is the CFO.
They're owned by a
two PE firms.
Yeah.
And I just looked them up.
They actually just changed in the last year and they basically cleaned house and went to.
Yeah, he's new.
Yeah.
So, as an individual homeowner, could I hire you to come mark the line that goes to my my pump for my irrigation, or the gas line that goes to my fire pit, or
long as it's repairable? So, yes.
What do you charge for that kind of stuff?
I don't even know because
you really work on a contract normally.
Yeah, but yes, we could do that. You know. So if you have a plastic gas line and there's no wire with it, it's impossible to locate.
I thought they always run a wire.
They're supposed to.
No, they don't.
They're supposed to.
The utilities do, and they don't always get them there because they cut the gas main and when we put the water in my neighborhood. And for the first hour, you could see the gas coming up. You could smell it. Gas company didn't have anybody there for an hour. And then it was a pickup truck with a guy that confirmed that we cut their pipe. And then they sent for the repair truck.
What it's supposed to be is your force main should have a wire on it.
Yes, it does.
When I drove around, I did open some curb stops. There was wires in there. There was always two wires. So I'm assuming one of the wires takes it back to the house.
To the pit.
Yeah, is what I'm... Yes. Bigger than you. I didn't hook on to them.
No, I watch
them when there's two. That's usually what it.
Yeah, I watch them install my stuff, so I know what's down
there. If you walk up to,
I know my pit's got a wire on it.
Yeah, if you walked up to the pit, there's a wire sticking up beside it. You know, the problem with them sticking the wire out of it is they get cut, get buried over the years. We don't see them, and they're kind of hard to find, really, right? So,
and what you probably don't show on your map is that I've got two curb stains.
It should show your admin, should show both of them. Should.
But one of them's turned off because I bought the house that next.
Yeah.
And so I have my own spare grinder pump.
There you go.
But.
In the ground or in the garage?
In the garage on a cart designed to wheel it right out to the pit. I'm not going to do it, but I'm going to make it easy on the guy that's got to do it. And if it's on wheels, I can move it.
Now, do you have E1 pumps or not?
Yes, E1.
John, that's brilliant. We should have a carted grinder pump it
out. You got all these young guys that are schlepping it.
And they're plug and play.
Yeah, they are. They're plug and play.
You plug them in, slide them back down in, and they're ready to go. In theory.
Yes. What's the life of those typically?
Yeah. So what you put down the toilet.
Yeah. 35 years old.
I've had a pair on mine because I had a switch go bad. It didn't affect the operation. It was a warning switch. And so I had to pull it and replace the switch.
And that switch on the pump itself?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, Thomas will usually send it out to figure out what's wrong, let the homeowner know this is the approximate cost. They can decide, oh, I want a new one, or yeah, go ahead and get there.
Well, I talked to her about the RE1 certified repair pumps. At Coons, we have a shop at Coons Lake.
For Thomas, might be very convenient because they currently send them out. So
I don't know if that's cheaper.
We're going to try to figure that out.
Sometimes, if they have to pull them, and there's something like majorly wrong, they'll pull them and send them down to someplace by Muncie, like Soma or something like that.
It's the motor or the pump itself.
Oh yeah,
it's different than if it's just.
A switch.
A float switch.
Yeah. Do you guys repair those?
Yes, we're one certified. We have two shops that we repair them.
Well, how close is the shop from here?
One's at Coontz would be what?
Coontz Lake?
Just on the north side of the county.
Not even an hour.
But we just bought and remodeled an 8,000 square foot warehouse.
Does Thomas know that?
I have no clue. I haven't talked to
I
him.
I think you probably want to make a call to Thomas, make a sales call.
Yeah.
So we have the capability of both places.
Well, they're also competitors because they do maintenance right. as well.
And one thing I've said, and I probably should say it, is I'm not out. I guess tell her I'm not out to take Thomas's business. You know, I don't know. I will not go after that. Now, you guys come to me and say, what's your rates? That's a different story.
We've had some issues with Thomas.
And we.
Not many.
No, and I'll say
this. They're pretty good.
Yeah,
like
they're
said,
real
time. Yeah, we've had some issues.
But we're based out of Argus in this area.
Okay.
So, I mean, we're with the Argus plant, so we're close.
Well, I would always entertain seeing what, I mean, it's prudent that we understand what the market looks like. If you want to send us a proposal of what your fees are and your, there's absolutely nothing wrong with taking a look at it.
Oh, well, we don't actually do repair pumps ourselves.
Well, that's true. It's all
I mean, it's just
but on behalf of our homeowner, but it's still nothing wrong with taking a look at it. But on behalf of the homeowner,
but we still pay Thomas a monthly.
We do pay them a monthly fee.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you want to put a proposal together, man,
I'll give them. You know what? Those stickers may be.
Might need to hold them for a while.
I mean, I can pass that on. Like I said, I'm not here to take
Promises. We're not in a big hurry.
No, we're not going to. I'm just saying at some point, if you want to, heck, let's see.
We're under.
By the way, are these stickers weatherproof and all? Are they pretty serious?
Yeah, I looked specifically for that. I first had to look up what is a weatherproof sticker because vinyl comes up, but there's a poly something that's much better, thicker.
We order ours from a place in Goshen.
Now, see, this is what I'm surprised about. Why is Thomas not putting stickers on these pumps? It's to their benefit.
Yes.
My guys.
We should ask Thomas.
They're the ones who requested it of us, too. And they're like, isn't that a maintenance test?
My guys do. So if they show up to mark a grinder and stickers wore off or not there, they have a lot of drugs to put on.
I would think.
So.
Yep.
This we do that backwards. And if you ask me.
Part of the reason we're having to do this because, so we said, I did like a newsletter. We sent out magnets to all the homeowners for the
not all. I didn't get mine.
I didn't get one either. I was just so excited.
Really? Then we have your billing address wrong.
I know I get my bills properly.
Well, I get
because I go by the billing spreadsheet. That's exactly what I use to set because I don't have any other address other than billing.
I haven't gotten anything other.
Yeah, send me
any mailings other than bills. I have not gotten, but I'll get.
It's weird.
I'll get maintenance to send you a proposal.
Okay, the only list of addresses I have are your billing addresses. So, and we did get bounce backs of like a dozen of those, but we sent the magnets thinking because some people rent their houses, so if an alarm goes off, the renter may not know. But what's happening is people are calling the police instead of Thomas.
Well, let me tell you.
So we're like, if we put it on the alarm box and the refrigerator, maybe they'll do the right thing.
Our number goes to a calling service who automatically kicks it to our on-call guy and his boss. So like on our side of my side of it, there's another number. It comes
to me.
You know, it
Our police actually have Jason from Hammer memorized because they're constantly having to do.
Fix it to them as I'll call.
That should be the only. Oh, here it is. I just want to look at it. Don't see what
my son doesn't have a clue what to do. The light comes off the horn.
So my
he's asked me to write a manual for the house.
It got sent to my Hinsdale address.
I used all billing addresses,
yeah,
so it could be there.
Illinois,
but John's never made it to his because his billing address is his the newest.
John knows where to call.
My son's the one who doesn't know where to call.
Oh, that's
true. And I'm turning over the management of the house to him. I fell the other day trying to move something, and I said, "Hey,
that's enough.
I have retired. I will supervise. I will kibitz, but I will not work."
Wish I could say that.
Well, I retired from working April 1st of 2000.
I got about five more years. If the Asbury's up.
Another year and I will have worked.
They keep telling me.
Been retired longer than the place I worked the longest.
Well.
Another 5 years and I will have been.
I'm halfway there.
Just don't retire this board, people. I like this board.
Well, I'm aging out.
No, you're not. You're fine.
I'm right behind Tom in age. He's just over 80 and I'm just under 80.
Well, you both have the
I'm spirit. 79.
Stay with 40. I love this board.
You have to send your son. Get that guy involved. There you go. Pick up that pump, put it over here, and then get to the board meet.
Pump, I don't. I can say everything I have in the garage is on wheels.
Everything's easy.
So I can, because I couldn't move it anyway without being on the wheels.
Yes. Can we move on?
Yeah, we can move on. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. I'll get back in touch with Kevin again.
Yep. Thank you. I think he's at the
IU. Where's home?
Winchester.
Oh.
Thanks for traveling for us.
No problem. It's what they pay me to do.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure I'll be back some other
time. We need to adopt the 2026 budget.
Yeah.
Yes. I provided the forms that Steve published on Gateway. Those were published for the public hearing. It was basically the same budget you approved in August to publish. Now it's just in Gateway format, and you have to give it the old college go so that the DLGF folks realize that we did our job. And I think Steve and John have to get that posted to the Gateway website.
This needs to be uploaded, the signature page.
I was going to say we should probably do that.
So I think for the folks that are remote, what we'll do, and if they want us to change it later, is mark their vote and then under the signature just say via Zoom, and then if we have to update it later we can.
I can also scan it.
Well, he's leaving.
Okay,
so we need to get that done and today.
Access DLGS.
Does he sign anywhere?
Turkey.
Everybody needs to sign. Yeah, that's why they're separate signatures. They mark. Well, they need to vote first and then mark their vote on there.
That's because of me. Well, I don't know.
I bet you, but
at least there's four of them here, so that's a quorum of signature.
All about Turkey, yeah. But there's a list of countries I was not allowed.
I think it's fine if we just put via Zoom.
Left okay. Work at okay.
For Jim and so need, Jackie. Okay.
You need a Maggie C. Kennedy box.
Yeah, we need everybody. We need to vote and then check their votes.
Go to
I so move. Adopt the 2026 budget.
And do we have a second?
I second that.
Any further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. So Jackie and Jim, we're going to put via Zoom on the form for both of you, and then these four will sign and check the eye, but we'll put an eye by yours and put via Zoom. That way all six have something on it for them to upload it.
Okay, that's fine.
Can we do that?
I'm going to take that upstairs, scan it, send it to my email, and then we can drop it and drag it into Gateway.
Okay. Oh, that's efficient.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I was doing earlier, was printing it. I'm like, I got to get this printed because I forgot to print it before I left the house.
And they might do that here.
Yeah, they've got a nice little setup up there.
That's good to know for next time I forget the claim.
The 245. So what is our inflation? I'm just out of curiosity. You know, ballpark.
This year we were almost same as last year.
About the same number?
Yeah, some things went down a little and some went up a little. I think we had purposely upped the USIC, but that's going to go. You're going to come in under budget likely now.
Well, but,
they don't give a damn. They don't give a damn about anything. The only penalty is if you don't budget enough, you have to come back and go through the process again.
Yeah.
A year.
Well, this, and you're better off budgeting more than you need because. But you guys don't do appropriations like municipal people do. Right. So it's not like a, that that big of a deal. Now, if you went way over budget, DLGF might be like, what happened there? And we could say, well, we had a pipe blow up and,
right.
you know, the collection system collapsed. We had to take right. out a bond or whatever. That could potentially happen to you. But you're even more prepared for that than any conservancy district, I bet, in the state of Indiana. There's a lot of conservancy districts losing their boards. Counties are being asked to take over them. I've
because
been,
people aren't willing to serve.
Yeah. And then some of them have not paid their bills for a year because no one's managed that district. This happened in Howard County. I happen to attend a lot of their commissioner meetings, and there's like two or three conservancy districts that are, and a random lady who volunteered on one of them is trying to get the county to take over more than one because she thinks somebody needs to be watching this.
Well, they're not going to do the job. There should be.
Yeah.
And conservancy in the state of Indiana defined as strictly water and sewer.
No.
No.
What is
all the, public, any public utility?
Any public utilities. Okay. Any public utilities that is private, that is privately run. Any public utility that's privately run. Right,
yeah.
Public, it's private. Okay.
And
no, because every state's a little different.
Yeah, oh, there's yeah. also still Indiana code governing conservancy districts. So I think it was at the August meeting or the May meeting, I sent you guys new legislation.
Yes.
So, right. for example, you as board members, I have to put you on the agenda now. That's Indiana code is requiring that. You're also now required to live stream your meetings, which was not a requirement before. Municipalities had that requirement for a while. So some of what's happened in municipal world is trickling into the conservancy districts. And I think part of it is the state is recognizing some of these conservancy districts are not operating very well, and they need to straighten these things out because there is a taxpayer still, there are people on your systems, et cetera. And that's what I
what's her name? She can't even join because she's not there a year. I mean, that yes. makes it even harder.
Yes. It's the same funny. Thing with even municipal side. You have to have been a property owner for at least a year, tax paying in that district or whatever. And well, the funny thing is people buy it. No, I think with her parents, maybe.
Is she in the, she's so she's in the district.
Yeah.
But she has to be specifically in that home.
You have to be a freeholder.
You have to be a freeholder.
Yeah.
That's the law, a freeholder?
Yes, mm-hmm. And technically I am not. And the lawyer said we won't discuss this again.
Because
this is the destroyed lawyer we got rid of. The second lawyer, the first one who was disbarred.
Oh, where do you find these guys?
I wasn't here when they found the first one. I got here after he was gone. We had the new one. He was the one that sent you the Christmas chocolates every year.
The sad part about that is he was a really good attorney to work with. I don't know what happened, but Gifford.
Oh, no, he wasn't. He was terrible.
No, I always enjoyed working with
him. I wanted him fired from the town of Culver, and thankfully he got himself.
Is that the second guy?
No, it's the first guy.
Gifford was unethical.
Yeah.
I'm saying
this right, he's the one that disbarred, right?
Well, I mean, that's been proven to be true, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's not, it's not slanderous at this point. It's been proven to be true.
Incarcerated or what?
I got disbarred.
Oh, he did.
He falsified some USDA documents saying that clients, like he signed client, if I understand correctly, he signed clients' names to papers and post-dated them.
I think
because he forgot to file them on time.
To some of the petitions that I had filed.
Oh.
I can't prove it.
Not good.
He did some things with our community. I was a new counselor.
I think he advised people that they could sit on boards when they're not legally allowed to, too. That's what I heard, at least. I don't know.
He just said it wouldn't be further discussed. He didn't say I could do it. He just said we weren't going to talk about it anymore.
Do we have anything else we need to, that's not on the agenda, we need to discuss?
I don't have any.
Date for potentially getting together
for
claims
at the December Zoom meeting.
December Zoom meeting
for anyone in town. We can have anyone who happens to be in town for the date can come to my house for brunch. I'll do like a Christmassy brunchy type of thing.
I'm not sure I want to drive 5 hours for and then 5 hours back.
We'll put you online.
It was different when I lived in
But
the
also,
outside of Indianapolis.
anyone on Zoom who wants, we'll still have a Zoom link and record. But and the by then, also for your contract with Asbury, can you make part of the motion authorizing John to review it and sign it, assuming all looks okay? Because we'd want that to sign by the December 1st date that we switch over.
That's right. You're not going to be here.
I'll be back November 15th. I get back.
Yeah,
Back.
so if you guys could just make a motion to authorize John to review it and sign it. And of course, I'll send
Hold on a second. Hold on. You got it sent before November 1st.
No, December
No.
1st.
I
Before
thought we're
December
starting
1st.
December 1st.
Yes.
But she's got to,
He'll get,
for me to sign the contract.
yeah,
Oh,
he'll get
just for
me,
her. I'm sorry.
yeah,
I'm
he'll
sorry.
get me a contract in the next week or
But does
two.
he have to sign anything for your
notice?
communication with USIC?
No,
You
that's
can
all
do
me.
that. You
Yeah,
have the authority to do
811 has me as the
that.
contact now.
Good.
Well, I switched that over about a month ago.
Okay. All right. So I'll need a motion
I
to.
move that John be allowed be authorized to sign the contract upon receipt.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
All
Signify by
right.
saying aye.
All right.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, passes unanimously. Now, if you'd look at your calendars,
We're looking into December now.
December.
Yeah.
And this is to just approve the.
Any claims, the later we can go, the better. It would be claims to try to get us through most of 2025. So when you meet again in February, you're not hit with 4 months of claims.
Is this strictly, do we have to hold a meeting for this? Or can we just.
We called it a special meeting. We did it on
Yeah.
December 7th last of 2024.
But we have to do a meeting.
Yeah. And you just put claims on the agenda and that's it.
And that's it.
Yeah. If something popped up that you wanted to add to the agenda, you could legally, but last year we just put claims on there.
So the Saturdays in December are the 6th, the 13th, the 20th, 27th.
Well, if we're doing it in Zoom or, I mean, I'm obviously not going to be up here. I could, I mean, I've got a Purdue basketball game on the 13th at noon, but I mean, otherwise I'm good.
I'm not here on the 13th.
Okay.
Can you do it remotely or are you going to be out of pocket, period?
I'm going to be off.
And really, I just need four of you total. Doesn't have to be all six of you.
And are we talking 9 in the morning? What are we talking about? Is this going to be a short
Yeah,
meeting?
anytime you want, it's fine with me.
Or
It's
just
a,
Zoom?
it'd be 10 minutes. You get on, you go, yep, I looked at the claims, motion to approve.
Okay.
Well, then, how about December 6th?
I could do it, and I propose we kind of do it early. Let's not do it in the middle of the day.
Yeah. 10 a.m. Will you be down south, or will you be out
I will
west?
probably be by then. I'll be back here, back to Chicago.
Okay, so
But
that would be 9 your time.
yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
9 o'clock.
So 10 o'clock Eastern, December 6th.
Yep.
Do I need a motion?
No, you can just set it
Okay.
as a date.
Okay.
And this is strictly.
Yeah, just for claims.
Yeah. December 6th.
Planes. 10 o'clock Eastern with that. And I'm going to put it down for 15 minutes.
Yes.
Is that possible?
Yes.
That is.
We're not going to sing Christmas carols or anything.
Not dress up or Santa.
Jackie and Jim, does that work for you?
I'll be in Negril, Jamaica, so hopefully I can via Zoom, I think.
Put that umbrella drink to the side when you hop on.
I'll have my coconut there with me.
Yeah, that works for me.
Great.
Okay, anything else?
Perfect.
adjourn.
Jackie, Jim, anything else? Okay. Motion to adjourn.
I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
11:54.